Michael Clark for the Road Trip, reporting to you on the trucking life. Now, after finding out what we needed to about how to get into a Class 1 driver training course, we figured it was time to talk to somebody in the know about the business. And joining us now is Jason Dubois, the president of Len Dubois Trucking. Jason, thank you for joining us on the Road Trip.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Now, Jason, I wanted to get around some of the stereotypes that are normally thought of when people think of the trucker, the Billy Big Riggers, as I've heard you call them. And it's a really different face as to who's behind the wheel of today's trucks.
Yeah, it certainly is. I think the stereotype is you get in the truck, you grab the steering wheel and the gear shifter, and off you go. But the reality is trucking has evolved immensely over the years. In the vehicles, as far as the drivers are concerned, there's all sorts of things that can come into play with what they're doing. So it really has come a long way.
So let's say somebody has their Class 1, they're looking for employment, and they find themselves at Len Dubois. So you certainly don't just hand them the keys and point them to the nearest rig, I hope.
No, absolutely not. We have an extensive orientation program that we put the drivers through. Initially, we do all the background checks, the reference checks, and what have you. And then the training, as you mentioned, comes into play. We have an extensive 6 weeks training that we put new drivers through that they'll go in cab with an experienced driver and learns the ins and outs of not only the driving and maneuvering the vehicles, but the regulations, all the safety regulations, all the border regulations, all the paperwork that needs to be done for the customer and what have you. So they really get a good taste of everything that they're going to need to know once they get out on the highway on their own.
Now, I know how involved it can be for just simply taking a private vehicle over the border. Let's talk about some of the logistics involved in a trucker taking their vehicle into the Pembina border crossing.
Well, before the truck even arrives at the border, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. Basically, you have the cargo that needs to be cleared at the border or presented. So first off, our dispatch has to send all that information prior to the truck getting to the border, and then that's basically approved before they get there. It really has come a long way. Once that paperwork is sent and submitted and approved, we basically know that the goods on the load are going to be cleared. And then once you get to the border and that paperwork is stamped, it's pretty much the same questions you get asked when you're going to Grand Forks for the weekend. The trucks do go through an X-ray machine. The trailer is X-rayed to make looking for contraband or what have you. The advancements at the border have kind of reduced wait times at the border for our drivers. So really, the truck knows that it's going to clear, the goods are going to clear before it even leaves the yard here. So it actually is a pretty smooth process.
Now, in days past, there were concerns about truckers driving far too long. Road fatigue and something that big can certainly have a really nasty end. Now, how do you stay on top of how long the truckers are driving and make sure that they are fresh at the wheel from hour one all the way through?
Trucking is one of the most regulated industries that we have. Our drivers are required to record their on-duty and off-duty time, basically in 15-minute increments, whether they're on-duty or off-duty sitting at home. So we're very regulated that way. And then it falls into the company here itself that, we make sure that our drivers are following the rules of the road. We do regular audits on their paperwork and remind them regularly of the rules that they have to follow. And it's a two-part where the driver has responsibility for his own actions out on the road. We're not always able to sit in the seat beside him, of course, but we have responsibility to make sure that they're following the rules. But for the most part, our drivers have come a long way. It's like you mentioned, it's not the Billy Big Rigger mentality anymore, where it's, these are professional drivers and they know the rules and responsibility. The trucks are probably the safest vehicles on the road.
Now, L'Endroit Trucking has long-haul drivers, and in some cases, they can be on the road for up to 10 days at a time. In that type of instance, is technology making it a lot easier to stay in touch with family and loved ones?
Absolutely. You know, the advent of the internet and, you know, Wi-Fi hotspots all over the place. Most truck stops now have wireless hotspots. A lot of the drivers carry laptops with them. Almost everyone has a smartphone nowadays. So they're communicating with family and friends through Facebook. They're Skyping with their loved ones, you know, in the evenings while they're on their rest periods. I know one of our drivers actually plays cards with his wife over the internet on a nightly basis. Yeah, the ones, you know, wish their kids good night via Skype. Technology plays a huge role. I think that's made it easier. You know, you're not so isolated out on, or you don't feel isolated out on the road anymore because, you know, your loved ones are just a, you know, a button away. So that has really helped lessen the loneliness.
Now, in this being the most romantic week of the year, or as far as the card companies want us to believe, we understand that there are some unique partnerships of husband and wife on the roads in these trucks.
Yeah, there certainly is. Like I said, you know, it can be a lonely lifestyle. So we have seen and we have cases today where we have a husband and wife driving the truck. Sometimes the wife has her Class 1 license and she participates fully in the driving. And other times she doesn't, where she'll just goes along for the companionship. So that you know, we're seeing more and more of that. And again, it's, you know, sometimes it's empty nesters, or, you know, the wife is retired or from her job and the kids have left home. And instead of retiring, you know, the husband is in good shape. He's not ready to retire yet. Well, let's go trucking. Let's see some country. The freedom is wonderful. You know, you'll go to cities and places where you maybe have never been before. And it can be quite rewarding.
The modern trucking industry, it could be driving you. Jason Dubois, I want to thank you once again for joining us on the road trip.
Thank you, and I'll just remind you that if you got it, a truck brought it.